And again, for all those of you present, it is not written into any of the administrative rules as to what is a better practice or not. But under current leadership, we have done our best to keep a semblance of organized thought on this. And so we have asked people, I believe the one person that we went around that for was
you. Yeah.
Yes, the man who helped to do all of this. So we did that in confidence. Now, as for everybody else, the reason why we asked them to speak their heart as to why they feel they should come forward to Malama Ivi Kupuna. If they can speak directly to that and refrain from all of the other extraneous things, then it's better for the person. Is there anything else that you wish us to consider? Because for me, I thought it was going to be a little bit more matter of formality that we have it. Anything else?
Well, she added in here, and I'll just paraphrase from her. She was privileged to attend a descendants meeting with most of all of the descendants that are behind me a few months ago, in which she witnessed a beautiful sense of love and unity among this group. Had she not been there, she would have not seen that for herself. And that's what made her prompt herself to put in her lineal descendancy request. And more so, she just wanted to say thank you for your time, for hearing her out in her testimony at the last meeting. And basically, that's what she wanted us to tell you, is to relay her thank you to you for giving her this time and opportunity.
Mahalo. Were there any concerns from the council members?
I just want to speak to the fact that greatly appreciate her coming, you know, making time to come, even though she is, you know, Hapai with high risk pregnancy. So prayers out to, you know, her.
Yes. Perhaps the one question that does come to mind is she will hopefully, you know, be able to hanao and everything will be well. But she will also have now more kuleana. Is there any cause for concern towards this?
In her statement, she says, no, now she'll have, after having a baby, she will take that responsibility to be at some of either the OIBC or the individual descendants meetings. I know she'll probably go baby anyway, so baby's going to be introduced to this at a very early age.
Well.
My God.
This one right here, my six-year-old.
and you know, when, so please say that it came from the chair. When you're going to bring baby into this context, this is not necessarily the easiest of discussions and environment to be around, knowing how charged and sometimes volatile it can get. So with that said, we trust the families that have accept that kulen to actively have that kind of malama for their kamali'i, and that kind of a'o'a'o to their kamali'i to teach and to impart such things. So with that said, anything further from all of you? No?
In terms of the general process, do you want us to wait to comment on that to agenda items R and S? Because this one's about her lineal descent.
Why is it looking like this?
R and S, the church.
R and S is discussion of the Kunakarao church conflict of this.
Oh.
So if I want the comments on the record on the lineal descendants that prepared the burial treatment plan. Yeah. And to cite the authority in the employee administrative rules that allow us to do that. Mm-hmm.
And you want to put it on the record, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll take that up when we get to that.
Okay.
That's fine. Any concerns with that, council members? No. Seeing as none. Chair will entertain a motion. Oh, excuse me. To move back into open session.
Motion to move out of executive session to open session.
So move.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Hallelujah.
Can you start the call?
You guys, you got to.